Hello, my little piggies. Welcome back to I Am A Bit Of An Expert, a Peppa Pig podcast. I'm your host, Josh Chamberlain. Joining me down the line, the other half of the show, still hot, it's Matt Frost. How you going, mate?
Yep, still hot. It's almost as if it's the same night. So I'm still hot, and I've got a bad case of deja vu.
Same. Now, this is not the first time that this has happened before, where I was watching this episode and I'm going, I swear to God that we have reviewed this episode, but I just can't think of why the 49th episode of the third season would have been something that we would have gotten to before this.
No, I can't either. And I swear, if we have done it before, I'm just going to bring up the same sort of stuff I did last time and particularly because it's February and we've just got through both of our kids' birthday parties, so
the wounds are fresh.
The 1,000-yard stairs right there. Like, we just got through the 2 week it sort of pans out into about a month.
How close together are the birthdays?
So Kiara's on the 24th of January, then Sarai's on the 2nd of Feb, and then Beanie's on the 7th of Feb.
Oh, so it's 11 days or something?
Yeah, yep.
God.
So it's quite intense. And
the fact you've got one child who's way older than the others just kind of throws the whole thing out of whack as well.
Yeah, it's a bit hard convincing a 22-year-old that she's got to have a combined party with her 10-year-old and 7-year-old sisters.
It's like, hey, look, it's cheaper just to have the bouncy castle for this many days, all right? If I have it for 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, you get like, you know, Beanie's friends accidentally taking a vodka cruiser out of the wrong just like, or something.
Look, I've still got two slabs of vodka cruisers that didn't get drunk. So these kids, someone's going to have to drink it. I figure if we just water them down a little, even if it's half, it's probably passable. What am I going to do with it otherwise? Yeah. Dan Murphy's won't take it back.
I'm not going to drink them.
I'm not going to drink them.
I'm not going to drink guava cruisers.
I can't bring my mates over for that. They'd rather have fairy bread. We had Sloane's birthday, she's 15th of December, so she's not too far from Christmas. I'm Christmas Eve, so my birthday is actually after hers, but I don't ever really do anything for my birthday. But but the good thing is her being a December party is that you can do a pool party. So we had a pool party for that. And that went pretty smoothly. But 3 in 11 days.
We had two. They were both good parties, but one was a lot more difficult than the other because one was in a picnic area in a local national park, which is easy, you know. The other one was at a pizza place down at Glenelg, which is a major seaside part of Adelaide, and then down to the beach after that with 14 kids, 14 10-year-olds. And there was a music festival on at the same time, and yeah, it was...
Oh, right, so parking, you know, stacks of parking, yeah. Well, I was just going to say a lot of crossover, because, I mean, this has got big kids and little kids. The whole sort of point of this one is big kids and little kids at a party. Yep. So you've got all these kids around eating all these party food you've paid for, and then a week later they're all here again for the second helping.
And, you know, it's... completely true. Like the older kid Sarai obviously had a friend come with her to Beanie's party.
Yeah,
and I made Kiara and Devna actually help out with all the games. I'm like, I've seen what happens in Pass the Parcel. I ain't running that stuff.
Like, well, we'll touch on Pass the Parcel when we get to it. But yeah, so basically, what goes down in Edmund Elephant's birthday?
So we can get to the point. It's pretty simple. George gets invited to Edmund Elephant's birthday party, and then Emily Elephant rings up Pepper, who's initially disappointed that she doesn't get a ticket to the party, and says that she's has been allowed to invite Pepper and a couple of others. I think Danny Dog and
Susie Sheep. I think. Yep.
Around to help as helpers for the little kids. So, and then it goes through the party with the helpers being, you know, doing their job to the letter of the law, maybe, but perhaps not being the most empathetic helpers.
No, so. and Airman the Elephant's only got one less guest than Edmund does, and it's his party. So she's got three friends, and he's brought four, and one of them are twins. So two of them come from the same house as well.
Are you saying that he can't be equally as friendly with Zuzu and Zaza?
No, I'm just saying that for his party, his sister still managed to almost outnumber him, the amount of guests that he has at his party. But it actually started at the start, the very start of the episode, when Mr. Zebra, the postie, shows up. There's that little sort of sting that they do with Mr. Potato. But there was no Mr. Potato. And I sort of thought, oh, I don't know if I've ever heard that sting being used for anything outside of the context of Mr. Potato. But
well, we find out later on in this episode that they don't mind reusing music and sound effects. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they get to the party and, you know, kids sort of show up and they drop the presents off, all that sort of thing, and the mum's there to, you know, basically to put them to work, and they start off with a little bit of musical statues. They explain the rules, and it is quite funny. They play the music and the kids just sort of stare at them like they don't quite understand the rules of musical statues. But they do bust out your favorite track, Matt, the copyright free surf music, or whatever it is that do 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 do.
I think they do that for Pass the Parcel. I think it's Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes for.
Oh, you're right. Yes, yeah, sorry.
Probably equally in the public domain. Must be. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. That music was bound to make an appearance. Yeah, it's quite funny, and it's the two games that they play in this are the exact two games that we played at Beanie's party on the weekend.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was. And so that's why I didn't know whether it was that was making me deja vu, or because I know I've seen the episode about it, but I don't know whether when I'm at these parties, my daughter's parties, that I'm in the back of my mind, I'm commenting on them like I'm doing an episode with you.
I can't wait to... You're taking notes. Can't wait to talk to Josh about this one. When we hopefully get to Edmund Allen's birthday.
We're not always recording, but we're always on.
Yeah. You never throw anything out. So they do play musical statues, and the judges are very harsh. They're basically culling kids left, right, and center, and then they're all, you know, unsurprisingly cracking it every time they get eliminated from the game. So the game lasts about 30 seconds, I think, just the way that they sort of burn through the contestants.
Yeah. Yeah. That kid's breathing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We managed to make the game go a lot longer than that. So,
yeah. I'm just trying to think if we did it. Olive had a disco party for her birthday and we had stacks of kids. And I think we had paid somebody to sort of run the party. And I'm pretty sure that was one of the games that they did on it. But effectively, they get the... I think I can't remember if it was Zazu or Z... Oh, gosh. Zazu and... I can't remember the name of the other one.
Zuzu,
who got the medal at the end. But it was... that was another thing that made me think that we'd seen it, because they were like, it's made of real plastic gold or whatever it was. I could have swore we've heard that line. We've commented on that before.
Sure, we've done this before. I wonder if this is the same one we thought we'd done before last time, but we've just
loop. We're in a copy of a copy of a copy again. It nearly broke us the last time. Let's just try not to spend too much time on it.
The next time somebody asks me, do I believe in the Mandela effect, I'm going to say no, but I have done the same episode of Peppa Pig on a podcast three times.
Yeah, even though I'm pretty sure we went and checked last time and we hadn't done it, that doesn't mean that we didn't, because we're just altering reality around us as we go. So then we get to Pass the Parcel, classic, and something that's probably come back, you know, every party that I've been to or kids thing with Pass the Parcel in the last few years, the first person somebody think asked you now is it Lucky's Dad's Rules?
Lucky's Dad's Rules,
which is of course from Bluey, which effectively means, does it mean that there's one present at the end, or is there a present under every wrapping that the child is able to, you know, receive afterwards? And I have to say, I ran past the parcel at Sloane's birthday, and we did not Lucky's Dad's Rules. We did present under each wrapping. And I will admit this on this podcast that I did, the fix was in. I did make sure that the music stopped at least on every child at least once in order for them to receive something that was in the wrapping of as it is. But once everybody had gotten something, we ran a clean game and I didn't see where the music stopped.
Yeah.
So the big prize at the end was completely up to chance.
That is pretty much how we ran ours too. I did all the wrapping and for it. And I said to Karina, are we doing Lucky's Dad's Rules? And she said, you've got to be kidding me. We are not running that risk. And so
it's amazing how something that's known by everybody for so long of what Pass the Parcel is, all of a sudden has an amendment to it, which will probably last forever now. Like, if Bluey finishes, if Bluey finishes tomorrow and they don't make any more Blueys, I feel like that's had enough of an effect now in the vernacular, especially in Australia, where it will just be Lucky's Dad's Rules will be
Lucky's Dad's Rules. Yeah,
I'm sure the Bluey podcasts are all over it. You got to be Duns and you're dinner with the Healers and things. Let's see what the Struthers family think of all of this, but.
Agreed.
It's quite interesting that's taken such. It's just defined a game of Pass the Parcel. So you ran a clean ship.
Yeah, we did the. So I did all the wrapping and I overcooked the presents in between, so there wasn't one per child, just in case we had. And we did. We had some kids not come, but we had other kids come with siblings.
Yep. That's very good forward planning.
My adult daughter's adult partner decided that they wanted to play as well.
Oh, right. So, and you're just like, well, now you're really throwing a monkey wrench in the operation. Yes. If the 22-year-old ends up with the plastic unicorn in the middle or whatever it is.
We ran a clean game to that point, Dev actually sat out at the end.
Oh, okay.
And then Kiara was doing the music and she did run a clean game.
Yeah.
Because one of the siblings that had tagged along with the older sibling won the prize. So you can't get much cleaner than that.
Yeah, there you go. So if the club South Australia or whatever it is,
Pass the Parcel Society,
the Royal Commission into how they run things in the Pass the Parcel thing, they'll get the tick of approval. So
I definitely ran things cleaner than the Crown Casino, mate.
That's right. So then they get to the end. It's quite interesting. There's a bit of toing and froing on the old Pass the Parcel, but it does get to the end. And there's a giant stuffed panda at the end, which it looks like Edmund gets, I think, after a bit of toing and froing.
It's never good when the birthday kid gets.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like talking about running a clean game. There is always the danger.
It can happen.
It can happen. That's the danger there as well, which I'm not a fan of. I remember reading a book as a kid. I can't remember the book now. We're probably going to stray right off here. I know we're sort of winding up. Where it was
the Art of War.
No. And it had a part. It was like sort of. Set, I think it might have been set in the Depression, or some sort of thing. And you know, presents were quite rare. They were passing around a Pass the Parcel, and the last present was like a cricket ball or something, or a new cricket ball, and I think they had like notes under it, and I think one of the kids who got invited had a younger brother whose birthday was the same day as the birthday boy or something, and it got to the last thing and it was like, this is for the person whose birthday it is, so he gave it to his little brother and not the birthday boy, and it basically had the cricket ball in it. Have you read this book?
Yeah,
it's like some Australian book about like he gets a brand new cricket ball or something. What is this book?
It's not I Can Jump Puddles or anything, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I've got to figure it out. I'm glad I'm not crazy. For some reason, that always stuck with me for some reason. I don't really remember much else about the book, but...
Look, I know you're finding this quite comforting that somebody else remembers it, but the fact that we don't know which episode we've done and we may be having some sort of group delusion, like
maybe that, again, we've just invented this thing that may or might exist.
Yeah. So we just imagined a children's book and a cricket ball.
So they finish past the parcel, which of course ends all the kids cracking it because, you know, most of them didn't get the prize. And there is quite a funny moment where the party food comes on and Pepper and all the big kids just immediately sit up at the table and all the party food and assume it's for them, and the little kids all come in and crack it when they realize that the party food, you know, that there's somebody in their spot for the party food. But the big
it
kids...
It pays off beautifully, though, because then they get turned into waiting staff.
Yeah, and... that's right. So they actually seem reasonably happy about it. And the little kids get up, put the party hats on, and they all start getting hepped up on juice, which is quite funny. And jelly and all this sort of all the sort of good stuff that you get. And they do the birthday cake. It looks like he's only turning two. So this is definitely pre-Clever Clogs Edmund.
Oh, yeah, insufferable Edmund.
He hasn't quite been established as that just yet.
Yeah, they all talk pretty good for two-year-olds, don't they?
Saying more juice,
please. More jelly, please.
So the kids come out, they've got their party hats, their balloons, and the parents come to pick them up. And then you just see, the gag at the end is that the kids are all just exhausted for looking after the kids, which is quite good.
Oh, how much has Mummy Elephant just got it sorted? She can hear the kids crying and she's just like, not my problem.
Yeah, well, she's looking quite perky about the whole thing, you know. She's going, well, I got the food together, I wrapped the present, I put the balloons up. I think I've done enough, really. We'll just let these suckers run the party and I'll sit back and watch it unfold.
Yeah,
No party bags at the end. Were you on party bag assembly now, the night before?
No, Karina's happened on a pretty good idea with this, although it's a little bit sort of Lord of the Flies. But we've had pinatas and we just give them a bag. So they knock out the pinata and give them a bag and go.
They go scrounge the dirt, kids.
Yep. Fill your own lolly bag from the remains of this paper mache animal.
Kat's all over the party bags. She's got them all like named and she's all over it. Again, a fun little episode. Nothing groundbreaking for end of season three.
Yeah, but it's good. But I'm fairly sure it appeared in season one and season two.
I'm going to do some Googling after that. If anybody any of the hardcore listeners out there think that they've heard this, please let us know. We'd love to know.
Honestly, Josh, is it really worth doing any Googling? Because it's not as if we're not going to put this episode out.
It's coming out anyway. So just tell us heard this before if you want to do that. But we'd be nice.
The person that writes the most indignant letter will get a shout out on the show.
Yeah. We don't usually read letters on the show, but we will read this one. Great. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We've only got 1, 2, 3 episodes of season 3 left. So we will actually do, you know, the next time we do, we'll have 2 in season 3, then 1 in the season 3, and then the last episode, we'll be rolling into season 4 soon. But we'll be back next week with, this is a tease if nothing else is, the biggest muddy puddle in the world.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Come home strong. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Josh. And good night, my little piggies.
Peppa Pig and Danny Dog and Freddy Fox and Wendy Wolf, Susie Sheep and Pedro Pony, all across the Pepperverse. Emily Elephant, Rebecca Rabbit, Candy Cat and Zoe Zebra, Kylie Kangaroo.